Morning, Martin.
Good morning.
Would you agree with everything that Gary was saying there?
Absolutely. I belong or am qualified by examination with the Institute of Professional Will Writers, which is a leading regulatory body, just as Gary's is.
But you can understand why the public are a little bit confused, because, you know, solicitor... well, we all know what solicitors have to go through, but will writers?
Yes, well, I think what's happened is certainly over the past few years, as people are living longer and getting older, there's been much more call for home visits. And I think traditionally, and this is not having a go at solicitors, I know lots of them, is that it's expensive for a solicitor with all his overheads and staff, etc., to go out to someone's home. Will writers, whether they be independent or part of a big national firm, they have got less overheads locally, and therefore they can cheerfully go out and see a client, whether it's a single will or a pair of wills or a power of attorney and so on.
But do enough people think ahead and do this? Because, you know, every year the Law Society has its will writing month, usually in October, and the figures come out, and it's a huge number of people who've never made a will.
Well, in fact, the stats say that two-thirds of the English population do not have wills.
Which is staggering, isn't it?
It is, and of the third that do, many of them are out of date. And
what makes a will out of date?
Out of date in terms of the circumstances. In other words, if you did your will 10 years ago, certainly if you've got married since, they're invalid. That's mm-hmm. the rules. Mm-hmm. But if you looked at your will today, are your choice of beneficiaries still what you would like,
yeah.
Your choice of legal guardians if children are under 18, 16 in Scotland, and are the beneficiaries or the percentages to them in line with what's happened now? Because people have families split, you fall out with sons, daughters-in-law, etc., etc.
And the number of people who don't have wills, who have young children and who haven't appointed guardians, I mean, that's crazy, isn't it?
Well, it can be very tragic. You read in the press about ordinary families where... article in the paper today where a boy of 9 apparently is overweight, and you can see he's quite slim. And there was a terrible case a couple of years ago where a 9-year-old was taken off by social services and put in a care home for 9 months. And that's nothing to do with wills, but unfortunately, not even grandparents have the legal right to look after their orphaned grandchildren. And I've yet to come across someone with a separate deed of guardianship, but in a will, it's very normal to appoint legal guardians.
Right, and if you make a will, of course, or rather, if you don't make a will, then the law steps in and says, you'll get this, you'll get that, you'll get that. Might be completely contrary to the intention of the person who's died.
Well, a lot of people don't know, and even I used to be an accountant, and I didn't know at the time, and I try and educate accountants and IFAs, is that if you are married with children, whether they are under 18 or over 18, up to only 5 years ago, the spouse would only get £125,000 worth of assets. And then they doubled it to £250,000. I came across a client last month who had £1.5 million estate. He owned the whole house. And if he died, then the wife would have got £250,000. And the sole daughter, and there was no bloodline grandchildren, would have got the rest. So she didn't fall out with her daughter. She would have a minority share in the £750,000 house, and it would be an absolute nightmare.
How common is it in your experience that problems arise as a result of a will or not a will?
Well, I agree with Gary. I don't come across many will disputes that often. If I did, then I don't have the skill and the knowledge to resolve a disputed will, and I would immediately go to a solicitor that specialises in will disputes. And there's an example where will writers and solicitors can help each other's clients.
Martin, good of you to come in. Thank you very much indeed. Martin Engelman, who is a will writer in Whitford.